MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 3, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. The race for Beverly Mayor heats up this week. Boat overturns near Merrimack River.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we have some soccer, volleyball, and local football to tell you about. Rick?
All right, lots coming up in sports. Thanks, Bill. Sunny. High temperatures in the 70s today. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:48 p.m. Beverly voters will be getting a chance to hear from the two candidates running for mayor this Thursday morning. 10-year Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill is running for re-election, and he's being challenged by businessman Jamie Zarella. Both candidates will answer questions Thursday morning at a breakfast event sponsored by the Greater Beverly Chamber of Commerce. This is the Chamber's Executive Director, Leslie Gould, on several of the topics that will be discussed.
And we're going to be talking about housing, transportation, of course, development. The Hall Whitaker Bridge is obviously a very hot topic. We'll have some sustainability questions, things like that. It's all about, you know, at the end of the day, the sort of overlying umbrella for the Chamber is economic development, workforce development. How do you keep people in town? How do you create a strong community through the workforce? This is a business-focused event, so that should be stated. We're not going to be talking about beaches and parks and that sort of thing. We are definitely all, you know, these questions are very business-focused, issue-oriented in that sense. So people should know that. But it's another, quite frankly, I mean, that's kind of what makes the community vibrant, along with our amazing schools and other nonprofit organizations.
We have a complete post up on our website with details on Thursday's event and other events sponsored by the Greater Beverly Chamber. A 22-foot center console vessel capsized Sunday afternoon at the mouth of the Merrimack River. It was towed back to the Freedom Boat Club on Monday. Dave Rogers writes in the Daily News that two mariners were found holding onto the boat's engine after being dumped in the waters near the North Jetty at around 3 p.m. on Sunday. The boaters were rescued by the Newburyport Harbormaster's staff. At the time of the incident, it is reported that the tides were high and the waters were rough. Lynn Auditorium will be hosting Defending Democracy tomorrow evening from 6 to 8. The forum will feature several panels and a variety of guest speakers. This is Wendy Joseph, the executive director of Lynn's GAR Hall, with information on part of the social justice panel.
Then going to have a panel of the social justice groups in Lynn who are doing their work in Lynn and Essex County to defend the democracy that we're working with today. We have Secretary of Education under the Healey administration, Dr. Patrick Tutwiler, of course, the previous superintendent of the Lynn Schools, and he is going to be helping us discuss what the state thinks about this initiative and what they are doing on the state level. He's going to be joining the rest of the social justice advocates. We have Counselor Nicole McLean, who is the first African-American female to be seated on the Lynn City Council. She's also the president and founder of the North Shore Juneteenth Association. We have Martin Garner, who is the director of the Amherst College Library, and he's working with the American Library Association on the Freedom to Read initiative, discussing the issues with the uptick in book banning that's happening, another threat to our democracy.
We have full information on the event below in this post, and over the weekend, we posted a complete interview on the event with Wendy Joseph and Tom Dalton. And the Massachusetts legislature recently passed a $1 billion tax cut package that Governor Healey has yet to sign into law. According to Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr, bipartisan relationships enabled the legislature to find agreement on the bill.
There's no doubt about it, Rick, and I say this oftentimes, that one of the most important things in public life is relationships. And these are serious topics in this tax bill. They're sensitive. They're important. People like me feel very passionately about them. And relationships played a large role in getting us over the goal line. My good friend, the Senate Chair of the Committee on Ways and Means, Mike Rodericks from Westport, on the other side of the aisle, but he and I worked together constantly over the past several months, including up to the very last minutes of getting this bill passed. And I think it's a good example of how you have to have the relationships to be able to rise above your differences. And certainly he and I had some differences on this bill. That's no secret. And others on the conference committee did as well. But ultimately, if we held on to those differences and we let them paralyze us, we would not have $1 billion in tax relief for people in Massachusetts. But we were able to rise above that because we respect each other. We value the perspective that other people bring. And we all understood that the most important thing was reaching our common goal. And that's exactly what we did in this bill. I won't tell you that there weren't tense moments in these discussions. As you know, they happened behind closed doors. I won't tell you that it was easy. But I will tell you those relationships are what got us to where we are today.
That's State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. Sports next with fall updates.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers. This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Patriots are gearing up for their next game Sunday when they'll host the 2-2 Saints at 1. Patriots coach Bill Belichick. What about quarterback Mac Jones' decision-making on Sunday?
Right. Well, I mean, everything gets highlighted by one or two plays one way or the other. But like in general, I think he makes pretty good decisions. He sees things well. But, you know, obviously as a team, we can't. You know, we can't win turning the ball over, you know, three times in the game, two for touchdowns. So we got to do a better job of that. That's, you know, everybody's responsibility. Quarterback's part of it, so is everybody else.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick. In boys soccer from yesterday, Marblehead shut out Waltham 2-0, and St. Mary's blanked Arlington Catholic 7-0. They improve now to 7-0-2 on the season. Girls soccer, Swampscott shut out Malden Catholic 2-0. Saugus improved to 7-2 with a 6-1 win over St. Mary's. Peabody volleyball is now 10-1 on the season following yesterday's 3-0 win over North Reading. High school football ahead this weekend. St. John's Prep will host St. John's of Shrewsbury Friday night at 6. The Prep offense is led by quarterback Deacon Robillard. This is his coach, Brian St. Pierre. Yeah, and he continues to progress?
Yeah, I mean, he's so steady. He's very comfortable and in command of our offense right now. And, you know, I think we try to play to his strengths. And he's doing a great job managing the whole thing. He's very efficient. He knows where, you know, we want to go with the football, and he's a good student of the game that way, and I just trust him with everything, and so that's a really good feeling as a head coach to have a guy that's touching the ball every play that you feel really good about.
Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. Meanwhile, Bishop Fenwick, 4-0, is on the road Friday at Cardinal Spelman. It's a young Crusader team, as Coach Dave Wood told MSO Sports. He has just one senior lineman.
John Kennedy is the kid. He's our only senior lineman. Everybody else, they're all underclassmen. And John has really kind of solidified that group. He's been the leader of that group all year. And John has just got a great, great attitude. And he works out every day, and he's never satisfied. And he pulls all those other guys along to you know, have that same attitude. Don't be satisfied. Get better every day. Get better every play. And that's kind of the tone that John has set for us right from the first day of practice. So John has been phenomenal.
Bishop Fenwick football coach Dave Woods. We have plenty of local football coverage all this week on the website leading up to this weekend's game. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
Grand Army of the Republic Museum and the Lynn Museum present Defending Democracy, a free forum, Wednesday, October 4th, 6 p.m. at Lynn City Hall Auditorium. Join MA Secretary of Education Dr. Patrick Tutwiler and social justice groups at this forum on threats to civil liberties, assaults on voting rights, and African American history and book banning. Witness actors portraying Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. That's Defending Democracy, Wednesday, October 4th at 6 p.m. in Lynn City Hall Auditorium.